I'm recording now.
Me
How about you,
three.
Jordan? All right, so we're going to do a collapsing just to signify the start of the warm-up audio. Sorry. Three, two, one. Welcome to our wonderful warm-up audio.
Oh, boy.
Maddie, I am so excited to have you on the show. Sorry, Jordan, did you say something?
I said, oh, boy.
Yeah.
That sounds a little sarcastic, but I'll take
it. No, I'm just tired.
I think it's just, you know, we're very excited to have you on. I think Jordan, it sounds like Jordan just got up. It's fine.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I'm
what time is
tired.
It there? 7?
No, nah, it's 10:06 a.m. I'm just...
Oh, so you're both... Wait, you're both East Coast?
Yeah, we're both East Coast. Okay. Jordan just gets up a bit later than me during the day. It's okay.
I mean, it's technically earlier
than we normally record.
I got up at like 8 and finished the plot summary. I don't know. I don't really have an excuse for why I'm tired. I just am. I mean, I had to cut out
millennial and
shit.
If you guys are over 30, then that's probably.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm 32. So
Jordan
yes.
just turned 32. I'm turning 32 in like 6 weeks.
Oh, I'm 32. What?
Get out of town.
No way.
Beautiful thing.
Wait, gosh. 6 weeks. David, isn't
something like
your,
that, right?
Isn't your birthday like literally December 31st?
Oh, it's October, isn't it?
Yeah, it's October.
That's 2 months. also more.
Okay.
It's very easy to remember David's birthday, and yet he forgot.
That is nice.
Jordan, you missed it when Maddie was here. I was like, oh, didn't you just move to Tokyo like a few weeks ago? And she's like, yeah, it's like about been a few months, actually. And I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah. And you're like, Jordan just turned 32, you know, 2 months ago.
Okay, listen. I have a lot going on, sir. I had to go to a convention where I had to pretend that I wanted to talk to people for 3 days.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Were you at TwitchCon? Is that happening?
No, I was at a professional conference called Coalesce. Oh. That was all about, like, data stuff. So it was so weird where, like, there was this one lady that was legitimately, like, a robot where I was talking to her and she was like trying to sell me on the product. And we actually have like a phrase we use when we don't want to talk to a salesperson anymore and say, this is really interesting, but unfortunately I'm not the right person in my organization to make these kind of buying decisions. And that's that's like the polite way of saying, I don't really want to talk to you about this product anymore.
So that's what we do in Japan, but then you just pretend you can't speak Japanese.
Oh, man.
If you're a white person, it's really handy. You're just like, sorry. Yeah. Except then if they can speak English, then you're kind of screwed, though.
Oh, God. I have two questions follow-up, but if you guys will enter, let me finish my story, and then I want to dive into that. So this lady, I said that, and then she literally on a dime, like a robot shut down, immediately turned and started talking to a different person.
That's amazing.
Like, she didn't say bye. She just turned and started. And this lady was at one of the, so there are after parties at the conference, which... So it was like 11 o'clock at night and she literally was walking around looking at people's badges, which has like their title on it. And then like was ignoring everyone. You could see her literally in the room rotating, scanning and looking at people. And then like a shark like moving straight forward to go try and talk to someone to make a sale. And this is at like 11 o'clock at night at like a nightclub that got rented out for the event.
God, wow. That's
what a world.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So that's like a LinkedIn conference. Is that what you said?
No, it's called Coalesce, which is kind of like a database management software.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's great.
That name just made me like, ugh, disgusting.
Yeah, it wasn't the most entertaining. I feel like, Maddie, you probably go to much, much more entertaining conferences than me.
Yeah, I mean, like last month I went to Tokyo Game Show, so that was pretty cool.
I saw.
Fuck yeah.
That was awesome. What's your favorite conference you've ever been to?
Honestly, like I'm really new in the game industry, so I haven't been to many. I'm just starting. I used to, though, when I was in like high school, I used to go to like PAX and stuff.
Oh, nice.
So that was a lot of fun. More recently, I went to Portland Retro Gaming Expo. That was a few years ago.
Oh,
that's
that
a really good
awesome.
One.
I'm actually
No, I was just going to say it's smaller because one thing like Tokyo Game Show was cool, but it was massive. And like even on the business days, there were so many people. So it was just like overwhelming. But Portland Retro Gaming Expo is like smaller, so you can actually like enjoy it.
Yeah, I went to Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con this year, and it's just like it's gotten so big, it's like hard to really enjoy it.
Yeah, and like I mean, I'm lucky that I could go on the business days because I was talking to friends who like went on the weekend on the public days. Mm-hmm. And my friend was like, oh yeah, she's like, sometimes I like couldn't go to a booth I wanted to because I was just like caught in the flow of traffic and it just like moved me past it. I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Oh my God, I believe it. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I got a like, they had like a really crazy Metal Gear booth and like the Resident Evil had like a shooting gallery and stuff. That was really fun. So,
that kicks ass.
That is so cool. My goal right now is to get work to pay for me to go to GDC. And it's funny how it actually has a page on their website saying how to convince your boss to let you go to GDC.
That's awesome.
And I was like, me. So like every time I have a project, I try and relate to like, oh, well, by so for context, I work for Hinge, which is like a dating app.
Okay.
And so I'm like trying to relate, like, here's how we're gamifying, you know, this element. And you're like, you know, by studying this element of game design, it really made me think about how this product could be improved. And he's like, you're like, and he tells me like a percent. She's like, right now I'm at like 18% there to convincing him. So this is my like.
Are all the people you interact with robots?
Jesus Christ. Ugh.
Now that I think about it, he does drink a lot of oil and he does. He might be a robot. I'll have to check.
He does, like, I think he did do the body modification surgery on himself, much like, you know, Mr. Cyborg.
Just kind of jacked into this whole thing.
God, this is going to be a very interesting. And then, Maddie, I have one last question that I'm happy to start really ramping into actually getting ready for the episode. Have you, we were talking about, we read The Right Way to Make Jump manga, which is like a behind the scenes series. Mm-hmm. On Jump, and one thing that our guest was telling us about is the phrase American joke. And so you telling me like how you respond, has anyone ever hit you with that? Because apparently I've heard that's like just the cringiest thing when a Japanese person tells you that.
I don't know. The most thing I remember is that like Japan has the same thing as like a dad joke, which is
really?
Yeah, I think it's, what do they say? Do they say, like, it's, like, oyaji gyagu, I think, maybe? Yeah, which is, like, literally just, like, dad joke.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they understand, like, that dads do really stupid puns.
God.
And, like, so that's one thing I learned about, like, Japanese humor when I was teaching. But as far as, like, American joke?
Are you familiar with that expression?
I don't know. I can't remember. Like, I can't think of an instance where
High compliment. No one has ever told you that because my coworker, our friend.
Our previous, so apparently our previous guest. Yeah.
If you say Joey a Weiser. Joke in a Japanese. What? Yeah, Joey Weiser.
Oh, okay. Super,
are you familiar with him? Oh, yeah. He's been on the One Piece podcast.
Yeah, he's like part of the larger One Piece podcast crew.
Yeah, he actually hangs out on our Discord, so you may see him posting sometimes.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the many supporting characters.
Yes. Yeah, Stephen Paul as well. I love how Stephen Paul will post like once a week. And that's it.
And Stephen Paul's amazing because he's like one of the funniest people, but you don't expect it. And he'll just like come out of nowhere. He'll just appear with like an absolute banger and then he just vanishes. And you're like, where did you come from?
That's literally what he does on the Discord is like someone on Discord was like, oh, did you know Oda told this dying girl the ending of One Piece? Stephen Paul hadn't posted in like 2 weeks, comes and says, nah, that's not true. Then waited like another 3 weeks before he said anything else. And it's just such a peak Stephen Paul, right?
He's so funny.
Posting
I
like
think he's
Chad.
Also, he does like, he also, when he tells jokes like on the podcast and everything, he has that very dry delivery where it's like, it almost doesn't register as a joke sometimes, but then when it hits you, it's like 10 times funnier.
Yeah, I love how it's like he's perfect that he is translating probably the two hardest series to translate, which is Jordan. He's the translator for Akane Banashi and then Shōha Shonen, which is about Japanese stand up comedy.
Oh, wow.
The things he's done for One Piece. I mean, one of the outstanding moments is like at the end of Whole Cake when he had to do Big Mom's the whole song and everything. And I have so much respect for his stuff.
I mean, he technically, he technically writes One Piece.
I mean, honestly, it is when you're localizing a series for that long, and that's that, you know, there's so much stuff to take into account. It really does kind of, you know, get a voice, a specific voice to it.
Imagine if he had translated Cyborg Grandpa G.
Oh my God.
It would have been a lot better.
It would have been a lot more understandable.
Yeah.
I could definitely tell, like, a lot of moments. Well, we probably shouldn't start talking.
Yeah,
talk
I was going to say,
later.
I know, I absolutely want to. So why don't we start actually getting ready to record? So just a few more housekeeping things. So Maddie, the big thing is we have something called section starters, where essentially just to have a good flow of the conversation, we like to pre-pick who kind of starts a topic. It doesn't mean you have to say a lot about the topic or have a really strong point. It's just for the flow conversation. And as our guest, we always like to give you first choice. So your options are why it failed, what it did well, where it could have gone, and miscellaneous thoughts and final verdict. Are there any of those two that you feel that you'd like to get the first word in on?
Let's see.
Those bold sections. If you just want to read.
Let's see. Maybe what it did well.
Okay.
I'm usually better at being positive, so I can try that one.
Okay. I'm using lowercase, like your Twitter handle, just in case that is the proper spelling of Maddie.
That's either is fine. Doesn't matter.
Okay, cool. And then is there a second section that you'd like?
Am I supposed to have a second section?
If you'd like. So Jordan does the whole manga details. So that's like out of the six, one just goes to him already.
Okay.
Because David can't pronounce anything.
Yeah, I can't pronounce names properly.
Let's see. Any of the sections?
Any of those bold sections that are why it failed, where it could have gone, miscellaneous thoughts, and final verdict.
I could do final verdict. I'm semi-confident in mine.
Nice.
That I wrote.
Okay, cool. I love it. And then Jordan, since you have one already picked, is there a second section you'd like?
Let's see. I'll do why it failed.
Okay, cool. All right, then I'll take the rest.
Cool.
All right, awesome. Okay, section starters. So just a heads up, I think it says at the top, but just this episode will be fully edited. We're going to record for about an hour and 10 minutes, but then get that down to about 55. If you ever want to retake something, or Jordan may sometimes be like, David, can you say that again? Or if you simply want something taken out of the audio, just let us know. You can literally just say, hey, Dylan, can you cut that out? Or just literally say the same thing again and we'll take the better take.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. 1 second.
And then, yeah, on that
one
note.
1 second.
Yeah?
What's up, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm recording right now. No problem.
Sorry, my girlfriend knocked on the little office.
No, it's all good.
We have, yeah.
Tell her I say hi. But yeah, and then also just, I'm going to try and cap it to 110 just again for our editor's sake, so I may push sections along. If you ever feel like there's something you're really passionate about, not a big deal. So I never want to feel like I'm kind of forcing the conversation to go in a direction that you guys don't want to go with.
Sure.
And then just also when we introduce you, if you could give a quick 30-second spiel, and then at the end of the show, you can really dive into absolutely everything you want to talk about.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. And then all that's left now is we're going to do 10 seconds of silence for noise cancellation, and then you go 3-2-1 clap, 3-2-1 clap, just to signify the start of the episode. And then we'll do a clap sync between each section. Just again, we just, you know, it's hard editing audio, so we try and make it as easy for our editor as we can.
Okay, sounds good.
Do you have any last questions, or do you feel good about going for it?
I don't think so. I think I'm ready.
Awesome. All right. Okay, cool. Let's do 10 seconds. Let's do it right now. Three, two, one.